Good morning, Waka. How are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
Great. Great to be joined by Waka Sriram, VP of Product, U.S. Independence at GoDaddy. And we're going to talk a little AI here this morning, Waka. And there's a lot of misconceptions, always a lot of news going around about the current state of AI. But we're kind of here to talk about how AI can help your small business.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Generative AI is relatively new and fast evolving. And like you said, at the beginning, there were a lot of risks associated with it. And there was a lot of skepticism as well. But we've evolved quite a bit from that state. And we at GoDaddy have launched a brand new experience called GoDaddy Aero that just auto-generates a whole set of suite of products and services for our customers when they just input a single prompt or an idea that they have about their business.
A lot of people will say they don't have time to learn about AI or invest time in it, but really this is easy to use and can save time, isn't it?
It's absolutely. It's quite easy to use, and I would advise all of your listeners to just go try it out and check, see if how it can make a difference to their businesses. And we've conducted surveys with our wide set of customers. And from that, we've seen that it used to be 11% of small and micro business owners were using it like a year back. Now that metric has gone up to 26%. So more and more people are using it for their businesses. But it's still, there's a lot of room for that number to continue to grow up, go up. And that's where we, like GoDaddy Aero comes in play, right? We take in all the advancements that are happening and rapidly evolving in the tech industry, in the field of AI, and synthesize it and bring it to our customers in such a way that it's really simple and easy for them to use. Right? Everything gets auto-generated for them that's relevant for their business, and they can just choose to review, edit, and use it.
Sure. You can visit GoDaddy.com/Aero, A-I-R-O, for more information. And Waka, for non-users of AI, what are they missing out on?
With the involvement that I've had with AI over the last few years, I fundamentally believe that AI is there as an assistant. You can think of it as a personal assistant or a business assistant that's going to help improve our productivity. Right? So you can use it as to help in areas that you're not an expert on, right? Especially for a small and micro business owner, they typically are experts in a handful of areas, right? But there are other areas where, like, maybe it's an administrative set of tasks that are piling up, or maybe it's content creation, maybe it's marketing ideas, and any of these areas where they're not experts in, or it's not part of their core business, they should use AI in order to help accelerate and advance in those areas. Right? AI can auto-generate stuff for them. And instead of starting from a blank slate or directly going to an agency or a consultancy, they can use AI and see what it produces and take the appropriate next steps from there. So it just elevates every single area quite a bit. And it's like having maybe a lot more employees than you already have. And AI can represent all of that.
And very user-friendly is what I'm told.
Yeah, extremely user-friendly. And at GoDaddy, we conduct a plethora of user tests and gather customer feedback. And that's how Aero was born. Like we took in months of dedicated, systematic effort to make sure it is user-friendly. Right? And Aero works like we take in just maybe a simple, plain English input. And it could be a few words or it could be a few sentences. And everything else gets auto-generated from there and is ready for the customer to review and use. So super user-friendly.
Sure, GoDaddy has been... Yeah, GoDaddy has been one-stop shopping for so many people over the years, and this is just a continuation of that. And LakaGoDaddy.com/Arrow. Is that where my listeners should go?
Yes, GoDaddy.com/Arrow is where all the information is. And I would recommend your listeners to just go try it out, please.
Thanks for coming on this morning. And I can't wait to see how this develops and what's coming in the future. Thanks for coming on.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks for having me.